this hearing to order October 9th at 2 p.m. First matter up on the agenda, the approval of minutes. The September 11th, 2025 minutes are approved. Good afternoon and welcome to the City of Edgewater Code Enforcement Hearing. My name is Ryan Knight and I am the Special Magistrate for the City of Edgewater. These hearings are open to the public under Florida's government and the Sunshine Law. The procedures of this hearing are that due process is emphasized to each respondent and to the city in accordance with Florida Statute 162.07, subsection 3, which states formal rules of evidence shall not apply, but fundamental due process shall be observed and shall govern the proceedings. Hearsay is admissible, but only to support other competent substantial evidence. Any decision made today may be appealed by sending a notice of appeal to the circuit court within 30 days of the execution of any order. The City of Edgewater will present its case first, as it has the burden of proof. Afterwards, the respondents will have an opportunity to respond and present any evidence. At this time, please silence all cell phones. I will now swear in anybody who will be providing testimony today. So if you could please stand and raise your right hand. Do you swear or affirm that the testimony you're about to give shall be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth? First matter, we do have two matters that are in compliance, case 25-122529A and B. Go ahead with those first.
I am Jacob McLaughlin, a code enforcement officer with the City of Edgewater. This is for citation number 830 for 20 Wildwood Drive, which is owned by Jared C. Westberg. On July 16th, I identified an inoperable white truck without wheels staged in the front yard of the property, so I left a door hanger. I was contacted by the resident later who said he was waiting for parts to come in and his truck was going to stay where it was until then. I gave him an additional 10 days to receive the parts, repair the truck, and move it to an appropriate parking location. On July 28th, I spoke with the resident again and gave him until next Monday to get the parts as there was a delay. On August 7th, the violation was still present. I posted a notice of violation at the property for the inoperable vehicle and improper parking. There was a second vehicle parked in the front yard at this time. On August 21st, the second vehicle was gone. I spoke to the resident and his shipment got another delay and he was still waiting for parts, so I gave him a 2-week extension. On September 10th, the violation was still present, so I gave him, I posted a citation for section 10-113, inoperable vehicle, and section 10-115, parking residential. On October 6th, I received a call from the tenant stating the vehicle was gone. Upon inspection, the violations were corrected. All notices and provisions of Chapter 10, Article 27 have been complied with. Staff recommends a citation of $75 for each violation, so that's section 10-113 and section 10-115, for a total of $150.
Is there anybody here for the respondent? Okay, seeing nobody here. Based on the testimony and evidence presented in cases 25-122529A and B, I find that the respondent is in violation of the City of Edgewater's Code of Ordinances as listed in the notice of violation and or citation filed in this matter. Consider the gravity of the violation, any actions by the violator to correct the violation and any previous violations by the violator. My order that, no fines or lien shall be assessed as the property is now in compliance and the citation has been paid. Both citations in the amount of $75 each are upheld. There's no further action for these matters. Next matter under new business, it'll be 7A, case number 25-122328, and that's for 927 South Flagler Avenue.
Good Melissa Blauer is the owner of the property located at 927 South Flagler Avenue in Edgewater, Florida. It has been found in violation of Section 1083, neglected premise of the City of Edgewater's Code of Ordinances. On June 9, 2025, code enforcement received a complaint regarding the exterior appearance of the listed location. Code was advised the soffit, the fascia, and the residence, and it also had holes on it and was rotting out. I arrived at the location and observed the violation. A door hanger was subsequently issued. I did speak with the owner of the property and advised of the violation. During our conversation, she was advised that code would work with her as long as she kept us updated. During this process, which started in June, the property owner only contacted code possibly two times. I called the owner several times for updates while monitoring the case. I observed a roof permit was obtained after giving a couple of extensions and noticing no attempts to correct on 8/25/25. I contacted the roofing company and was advised the property would be put on the schedule and completed within 2 weeks. After approximately five extensions given and still no progress as of 9/25/25, citation number 0651 notice of hearing was subsequently issued. It was posted to the property, sent certified mail to the owner, and posted at City Hall. All notices and provisions of Chapter 10, Article 27 have been complied with. Staff recommends the special magistrate find Melissa Blauer in violation of Section 1083, neglected premises of the code ordinances, and assess the citation fine of $75 and a daily fine of $100 daily if not corrected by October 19th, 2025. Upon my reinspection yesterday, I noticed that the roofing company was there and currently working on the property.
Thank you. Ma'am, are you the respondent?
Yeah, every time they called, I answered the phone.
Okay, can you please
I kept them
hold
up
on,
to date.
Hold on. Please state your name and address for the record, please.
Melissa Blauer, 927 Flagler Avenue.
Okay, you can go ahead.
I kept them up to date. We had a lot of rain, so the roofer couldn't get out to me, and plus I was a couple houses back. That's all it was. They came out like 4 days after I got served with this.
Okay, are the roofers...
And I told them they were coming out the first of the week, but I still got cited for it.
Well, are the roofers currently performing work?
Yeah, they'll be done probably, weather permitted, probably tomorrow.
Okay. The testimony was that this process started in June. Is there a reason for the...
I had to get a loan. I had to get approved for a loan. I mean, this is $10,000 because my neighbor didn't like the side of my house, the roof. So I had to get a loan. I signed the contract on, like, May 25th. He came and he got the permit for it. He just had to get to my house, and they can't work in the rain.
Okay. The city is requesting that the violations be corrected by October 19th, which is 10 days from now. Do you anticipate the roofers
being
done?
Yeah. It'll be done by then.
Okay. If you do need additional time past October 19th for whatever reason, please contact code enforcement and let them know. As far as the citation goes, I am going to uphold the citation. The property is not in compliance. I will order that, but... like I said, if a storm blows through, whatever reason, at least you have the roofers out there. Let code enforcement know if there's going to be any issues past October 19th.
But I don't think I should be penalized for even $75 when I kept them up to date. I was at the mercy of my roofer.
So under your code, the process or the property is not in compliance. So the citation was written. The evidence shows this process was started in June. There's been five extensions, and the roofers just started, I'm assuming, last week or so?
He started Tuesday.
Okay. So there's still 4 months there where the property was not in compliance.
But I couldn't find anyone else to do it any quicker.
So, okay. Do you have any evidence showing that you were attempting to contact anybody or anything like that?
I have the quotes at home of people that I called to get the roof done, and they couldn't get out as quick as he could.
Okay, but you don't have anything here right now?
No. Okay. I didn't think of even bringing that.
Okay. Is there anything else that you'd like to add?
No, that's it, sir.
Okay. All right, based on the testimony and evidence presented in case 25-122328, I find that the respondent is in violation of the City of Edgewater's Code of Ordinances as listed in the notice of violation and or citation filed in this matter. Consider the gravity of the violation and the actions taken by the violator to correct the violation and any previous violations for the property. I order that respondent correct the violation on or before October 19th, 2025. In order to correct the violation, the respondent shall take the remedial action as set forth in the notice of violation or the citation that was issued. If the respondent does not comply with this order, a fine in the amount of $100 per day will be imposed for each day the violation continues past October 19th, 2025. The respondent is further ordered to contact code enforcement and to arrange an inspection of the property to verify compliance with this order. Additionally, the respondent is subject to a citation fine in the amount of $75. Ma'am, once the roof is complete, please contact code enforcement. They'll come out and inspect it and then file an affidavit of compliance. So you can get hit with a $100 per day fine after October 19th.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you. Next case will be 7I, J, and T. We'll take agenda items I and J right now, which are case numbers 25-122725A and B. And this is for 3404 India Palm Drive. Hello.
This is 122725, A and B?
Yes.
Okay. Thomas Reitzman and Laura Leshner are the owners of the property located at 3404 India Palm Drive in Edgewater, Florida. It has been found in violation of Section 1083, Neglected Premises, and Section 105, Nuisance Generally, of the City of Edgewater's Code of Ordinances. On August 27, 2025, while on a patrol and monitoring this property for several months, having trash in a yard, broken windows, and doors left wide open, I issued a notice of violation for the listed violations. The property has been vacant with no attempts to bring the property into a reasonably clean and orderly manner. Notice of violation was issued with the correction date of September 5th, 2025. On September 8th, 2025, a conducted inspection noted no change. Citation 0647, notice of hearing was subsequently issued. It was posted to the property, sent certified mail to the owner, and posted at City Hall. Additionally, a property maintenance violation abatement was subsequently issued. All notices and provisions of Chapter 10, Article 27 have been complied with. Staff recommends the special magistrate find Thomas Reitzman and Laura Leshner in violation of 1083 Neglected Premise and 105 Nuisance Generally of the Code of Ordinances and assess the citation fine of $150, $75 per citation, and a daily fine of $100 per violation, totaling $200 daily if not corrected by October 29th. 2025. I will say that the abatement did go into effect. The city went out there and closed the doors, boarded up all the windows. We're still waiting on another abatement to clean the property, the yard up from all the trash in there at this time.
Okay. And there were some photos attached to this. I couldn't open them up on my computer. Can you just run through those photos real quick? online, so I just reviewed them. Okay, ma'am, can you please state your name and address for the record?
Yes, sir. Laura Leshner, 1316 Southridge Avenue, Lot 32.
Okay. All right, you heard what the City of Edgewater had to say. You can proceed.
Yes,
how
I do.
You would like.
What happened is I had squatters in there, right? I tried to get them out. Nobody would do a darn thing. I was scared of them. They threatened me. I called the police. They wouldn't get them out. No. And my husband left me with nothing, basically. So I called the finance guys. May I approach?
Yes. You could go back to the microphone so we could hear you, please. Thank you.
I told Celine Finance I could not make the bills. I've been out a year and a half, and I've been trying to get those people out the whole time. Dennis Dearborn tried to help me do so, and he doesn't hear well, but he can be a witness on it. I tried.
Okay.
And I'm scared of them.
Okay.
Yes, sir.
Go ahead.
That's all I have on it. Okay. I tried hard to get them out by eviction, and, you know, the new Ron DeSantis law, they wouldn't take care of it. Nobody would.
City, have you... Or have you inspected the property either today or yesterday?
Excuse me?
Have you inspected the property either today or yesterday? Is it in the same condition as in these photos?
Yes, I inspected this morning. And as I said, the city did go out there, closed all the doors, boarded up all the windows. We're still going to abate the property with all the garbage and trash on the scene. But even as the property and the condition, it's still being neglected, even with the boards on the window. So if you don't mind, I would like to ask what her intentions with this property are.
Certainly. It's going back to finance company. They've already served me things. It's
okay.
Going back there.
And the paper that you handed me, it looks like it is a summons.
Celine Finance has me.
Yeah, so it looks like they brought suit against you. The summons is dated
yes.
July 24th, 2025, and that's case number 2025-12426.
And nobody served me at my home where I am. They could find me, but they never served me. And I didn't want to go over there with the vagrants over there. I was scared they'd hurt me because I got threatened.
No, I thought they... are no longer at the property, is that correct?
Evidently, they ran for it.
Okay.
Yeah.
I said, ma'am, I can't give you legal advice. You know, you are in a lawsuit with your finance company, I assume.
Yes, I do.
But as of right now, you are the legal owner of the property.
I hope not.
So, is there anything else that you would like to say?
I really tried to get people out of there and get some help over there. But I called the police multiple times. They were over there multiple times. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. If you're
yes, sir.
If you're planning on retaining this property and keeping it, then you're going to have to clean it up. I don't know what your intention
is. No, sir. I don't want to retain it. Okay. I can't afford it. My husband left me with nothing.
Okay. All right. Based on the testimony and evidence presented and
yes, sir.
Case numbers 25-122725A and B. I find that the respondent is in violation of the City of Edgewater's Code of Ordinances as listed in the Notice of Violation and Citation filed in this matter. Consider the gravity of the violation, any actions taken to correct the violation, and any previous violations for this property. I order that the respondent correct the violation on or before October 29th, 2025. In order to correct the violations, The respondent shall take the remedial action as set forth in the notice of violation and citation.
Mow the lawn and things? Okay.
If the respondent does not comply with this order, a fine in the amount of $100 per day for each violation will be imposed for each day the violation continues past October 29th, 2025. Right. The respondent is further ordered to contact code enforcement and to arrange an inspection of the property to verify compliance with this order. Additionally, there are two fines, each in the amount of $75 for these matters. Those citations will be upheld. Ma'am, like I said, I can't give you legal advice. You might want to seek the opinion of an attorney.
I can't afford one.
In fighting this. And then they might be able to guide you as far as what you should do with the property if you're not planning on retaining it.
No, I can't. Yeah.
Okay.
Celine Finance sent me some papers, so, you know, took long enough. I told him I was leaving.
Okay. So those are those two matters. There's an additional one, 7T, which is case 25-122856, an alternative method of enforcement.
Thomas Reitzman and Laura Leshner are the owners of the property located at 3404 India Palm Drive, Edgewater, Florida. Has been found in violation of Section 10402, alternate method of enforcement of the City of Edgewater's Code of Ordinances. On September 18, 2025, while on a patrol, I observed the grass and weeds in excess of 12 inches at the listed location, along with dead tree limbs on the property. An abatement was issued along with citation 0546, notice of hearing. It was posted to the property, sent certified mail to the owner and posted at City Hall. Additionally, a property maintenance violation abatement was subsequently issued. All notices and provisions of Chapter 10, Article 27 have been complied with. Staff recommends Special Magistrate fine Thomas Reitzman and Laura Leshner in violation of Section 10402, alternate method of enforcement of the code ordinances, and assess the repeat citation fine of $150. So our company did go out there. They did mow the property, but they have to return again. Because of all the garbage and trash that was in the yard, that portion was abated also. So once they get that cleaned up, then they're going to finish the abatement on the property.
My husband's dead, sir. That was just me.
Sorry to hear that. And
thank you.
This is the same property as the last one.
Same one.
Ma'am, again, I am going to uphold the citation.
I understand.
I would say if you can't afford an attorney, you should probably try to look at legal aid.
Legal aid?
Sometimes they have some free attorneys. They can at least assist you.
Okay, I'll try.
And at least give you some information regarding how you should proceed with this property, especially if you are not planning on holding on to this property. So I would suggest that you go and speak with them. I think they could probably help you.
Thank you, sir.
So based on the testimony and evidence presented in case 25-122856, I find that the respondent was in violation of the City of Edgewater's Code of Ordinances as listed in the notice of violation and or citation filed in this matter. Find that the respondent or that the property has been corrected through the city's vendor, and move that respondent refrain from repeating the violation. There is a subject fine in the amount of $150 for this violation that I will uphold. There is evidence in the file that this is a repeat violation, so that is why the $150 will be imposed for this. Do you have any questions, ma'am?
No, sir.
All right.
Thank you.
Thank you, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. All right, next case, 7K, case number 25-122736. Property address is 121 West Marion Avenue. Okay. So, sir, you received a citation for violation of a local ordinance, essentially for your dog being off a leash while walking. Are you contesting the violation at this point?
I mean, I feel like I should. Yes, the dogs are off leash, but I'm 100 yards away from my house in a field of which I travel 3 or 4 times a day. My one dog is 11 years old. The other one is 4. I go all the time with them. Daytona, New Smyrna, no leashes, never, ever have any issues. And as you can see in the picture, they do not travel far away.
Okay, and that is you and your dogs in the photo? Okay. City, like that, anything?
No, I believe there's just kind of a difference of opinion and agreeing with the code, as shown in the photo here. On August 29th, I was on patrol coming back from a code enforcement call. I've had dealings with this gentleman before and asked him with courtesy kind of verbal notice of, hey, this is the rules, this is the regulations under the code, you can't walk with them. They are very sweet dogs. They're not aggressive. I do agree with you. He does have pretty good verbal control, but right, wrong, or indifferent, our local city code is that they are to be physically restrained, and they are 2 very large Great Danes. So I had to subsequently write him a citation. I did not write a secondary citation for them defecating on another person's property because he was willing to go over and pick all of that up. So I was able to waive that citation, but because this is a continuing thing and he verbally told me that he wasn't going to stop, that I had to write a citation for it.
Would you like to respond, sir? I understand your dogs might be sweet. The issue is some other dogs might not be sweet.
And I get that, but, I mean, that would be a case of them having the problem with not having control. My dogs are fully controlled by my voice. And like I said, I've been doing this for she's 11 years old. I got her when she was 6 months.
Okay. So. Understood. Nevertheless, the city code does provide it. That they do have to have a leash on it. So I will find guilty of the citation. I will order that you pay the citation. If it is paid within 15 days from now, it'll be $150. If it's past that, it'll be $165. So if you want to save a little bit of money, we'll suggest that you pay it as soon as possible. Sure. Anything else?
That's it. Okay. Appreciate it. Thank you.
Just for the record, so that you are aware, if you do not, this citation is a little bit different than a property citation because it's written directly to you under your driver's license. If you do not end up paying it to the city, it will end up going to Seventh Circuit Court in front of a judge. Okay. I just wanted to let you know the process because it's a little bit different than some of the other cases we were dealing with.
Okay.
So, okay.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you, sir. Okay, next case, case number 25-122755. Have an A. A, B for this one.
There are two cases that are the same property and same violations. Well, sorry, not same violations, but it's all grouped together. It's case 25-122755 and 25-122757.
Okay. So let's do the 122755 first, and then we'll move on to the second one.
Okay. This is in relation to citations 828 and 831 for 136 Otter Drive, which is owned by Keith McCall. I received a complaint on September 5th, 2025, regarding a truck loaded with trash and junk parked in the street on Otter Drive. Upon inspection, multiple violations were identified at 136 Otter Drive. There were five vehicles parked in the road. There was trash, debris, and junk in the front yard. There was a camper, two trailers, and a Jeep parked in the front yard. There were inoperable vehicles in the driveway and the backyard. There was also a canopy and a shed with an expired permit. Earlier this year, they had already been given a notice violation for outdoor storage and parking residential. Myself and my supervisor, Myron, spoke to the tenants. They understood that the property was a mess and needed to be cleaned up. We discussed a timeline and what was expected. We scheduled a meeting for September 9th to go over the violations in detail. On September 9th, we met with the tenants at our office and gave them citation number 828 for 10.5 subsection 1.4. Outdoor storage and debris, and section 10.115, parking residential. We also gave them a notice of violation going over the other violations of the property. Everyone understood what was expected and the corrective actions for the violations. On September 16th, I reinspected the property and saw good progress, but some violations still existed, so I gave them an extension to the 25th. On September 26th, the violations were still present. There was outdoor storage, the camper in the front yard, inoperable vehicles in the backyard, and the shed still didn't have a permit. Tenants stated a tow truck was supposed to come that weekend, so I set a final inspection date until September 30th. On September 30th, 2025, I reinspected and saw that the camper was still in the front yard, the inoperable vehicles were still in the backyard, and the shed still didn't have a valid permit on file. There was also some minor outdoor storage issues at the property. I hand-delivered citation number 831 for section 10-113, inoperable vehicles, section 7-1 of the Florida Building Code 105.1, permit required, and section 10-121, recreational vehicle and camper. All notices and provisions of Chapter 10, Article 27 have been complied with. Staff recommends a $75 citation for each violation, and if the violations are not corrected by October 19th, 2025, staff recommends daily fines of $100 per day per violation until the violations are in compliance. As of this morning, the violations are still present on the property.
Sir, please state your name and address.
Yes, sir. I'm Dylan Clark, and I reside at 136 Otter Drive. I am the tenant of that property. I can't really argue with anything. He is correct on everything. There's multiple inoperable vehicles in the backyard. My mother-in-law, she lost her property back when Hurricane Ian hit. It flooded out. She wasn't able to afford everything and to keep her stuff. So she had to find somewhere to live, which was my house. And then on top of that, she had to find somewhere for her vehicles. I was trying to be a nice guy, take care of my mother-in-law, make my wife happy. A lot of people understand that, but it's starting to get to the point where it's hurting me instead of doing anything good. We did find somewhere for the vehicles to go this weekend. I am going on Saturday to pick up a U-Haul and a flatbed trailer to make changes and to work on this. I can't really argue with anything because they are right. Everything is not how it's supposed to be, and I need to work on it.
Okay, and you said you're the tenant of the property?
Yes, sir.
So you don't own the property?
No, sir.
Is the owner here today?
I don't think so. I told him everything that was going on, told him that we'll be financially responsible for any of the fines because it's not his fault, it's my fault. And I told him that today was everything, was the magistrate and all that. So.
Okay, because we can't really assess daily fines against you, it's going to be against the property owner.
You know, I understand that, but okay. I try to be a fair guy with everybody, and I understand that this isn't his fault.
So the city's requesting correction of the violations, which is essentially, you know, cleaning up everything at the property by October 19th.
Is there any way I could get a little bit more time on that, just in case something pops up? I do have four children. They're all in sports. I do have a seven-month-old baby, and I'm doing the best I can. I am the sole provider for my whole family, so it's a little rough on me. Okay. I apologize about that.
Would an additional 2 weeks from the 19th
that'd be perfect.
Help you out? So we'd be looking at November 2nd.
Perfect.
For that. City, would you have any objection to that?
No objections.
Okay.
I just have one question real quick.
Yes, sir.
The issue with the permit in the shed.
Yes.
I foresee that taking a bit more time.
Okay.
Our concern is, from our research, and it may be a system thing, I'm not sure, but has there been any contact with them to fix that or figure out what needs to be done for development services?
No, but I will make it happen.
Okay.
To be honest, no, I haven't had a chance to call a building or even tell the landlord that it's his shed.
Okay.
He tries to duck and dodge and do his own thing, and he's just available on the 21st for rent.
Okay.
I think that's for the next matter. For this particular case, it's the outdoor storage and debris and the parking.
Well, there's a thing on here, sir, that's discussing a permit required. I'm assuming that's for the shed. Is that correct, Jacob?
Correct. My case summary covers all five violations.
Okay.
Yeah, it's the next case, so we'll get to that right after this one. Okay, anything else, sir?
No, sir, not for me.
All right, based on the testimony and evidence presented in case number 25-122755A and B, find that the respondent is in violation of the City of Edgewater's Code of Ordinances as listed in the notice of violation and or citation filed in this matter. Consider the gravity of the violation, any actions to correct the violation, any previous violations. I order that the respondent correct the violation on or before November 4th, 2020, or sorry, November 2nd, 2025. In order to correct the violation, the respondent shall take remedial action as set forth in the notice of violation and or the citations. If the respondent does not comply with this order, a fine in the amount of $100 per day per violation will be imposed. For each day the violation continues past November 2nd, 2025. The respondent is further ordered to contact code enforcement and to arrange an inspection of the property to verify compliance with this order. Both of these matters have a $75 citation. Those will be upheld, and the respondent will be subject to those citations for a total amount of $150. Sir, if you have any issues with moving, if you need an additional week, my suggestion would be to reach out to code enforcement, but try to get that done as soon as possible.
So yes, sir.
Otherwise, you'd be looking at least $200 per day just for these cases, and there might be some more for the other cases.
I understand.
All right, the next case is the same property, case number 25-122757 A and B.
This is for a citation number 831, which is the same property. The summary is the same as I was handling all five at the same time. Okay. The violation specifically for this citation were inoperable vehicles, section 10-113, the permit required from the Florida Building Code, section 105.1, and the recreational vehicle and camper, which is section 10-121.
So I have one, section 10-113 for inoperable vehicle. The other one is 10-121 for recreational vehicles, correct?
Correct, as well as a permit required.
Yes, sir. Okay, sir, is anything else you'd like to add? Or
nothing I can do, or nothing I can argue about is they're right. I do have a question, though.
Yes, sir.
After this, and once everything is all taken care of, is there a way to come back to get the fines maybe reduced a little bit, or is it just set in stone after today?
Well, so at this point, they're citations. So
yes, sir.
Be responsible for paying these citations.
Okay.
If it did go past the compliance date where there are fines imposed for each day, then once the property is in compliance, then you could come back and possibly ask for a reduction and state your reasons in case there.
I understand.
But in order to avoid that,
got to keep it clean.
Please get it.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
And, in compliance by that date.
How long do I have to make the payment on the citation?
I don't know. Is that 30 days? Or?
How long do you need?
If I could do the middle of November, it would work the best for me.
Okay, how many citations? What's the total for amount for the citations for the property?
375.
Okay.
Yeah, so I'm sorry.
It's, there's five citations at 75 is 375.
Correct.
Okay. Is there, for clarity, mm-hmm. one specific case solely for the permit, or is that violation in conjunction with another case number? Is that going to be a separate order? I don't want to keep bringing that up, but that permit is going to mess up the property because you're going to probably need, I would say, 30 days to get with them, figure out what's going on, finalize everything, and at least start the process from them for that.
Okay.
And if so, that's not in compliance, it's all under the same order. If one thing within those violations is not in compliance, it causes all of them to be in violation.
Okay.
So I do have a separate proposed finding of fact for the permit required.
Okay, I understood. I just, we're not here to put an undue burden on anybody, and I just want to make sure we're all on the same page with this, because this forum right here is the time to discuss it, to make sure that it's reasonable for you and the city and to agree with him as mediating kind of a thing for what's going on.
Totally understand.
So, and there is a road to reduction for the city of Edgewater. It is a non-special magistrate process, so it comes through the division and the directors and that kind of a thing, so we can talk about that later.
And I have your number, so I'll call you if I got any questions on any of that.
All right, thank you.
And, sir, these are for inoperable vehicle, recreational vehicle. I'm going to sort of group those together.
Okay.
City's requested October 19, 2025 to come into compliance. I think I'm just going to keep the date that we had before, November 2nd.
Perfect.
2025, so that's easier. So I'll handle those two matters first. Based on the testimony and evidence presented in case 25-122757A and B, I find that the respondent is in violation of the City of Edgewater's Code of Ordinances as listed in the notice of violation and or citation filed in this matter. Consider the gravity of the violation, any actions to correct the violation, and any previous violations. Order that respondent correct the violation on or before November 2nd. 2025 for each of these matters. In order to correct the violation, the respondent shall take the remedial action as set forth in the notice of violation and or the citation filed in this matter. If the respondent does not comply with this order, a fine in the amount of $100 per day for each violation will be imposed. For each day the violation continues past November 2nd, 2025, the respondent is further ordered to contact code enforcement and to arrange for an inspection of the property to verify compliance with this order. Both of these matters have a citation fine, the amount of $75, that respondent will be subjected to and that will be upheld. Now for the permit. This is case number 25. Actually, let's talk about time frame. this says October 19, 2025. You're not going to be able to get to that by that time. Can we extend it a month to November 19, 2025? Okay. That's what I was thinking. Okay. Okay, this is case number 25-122757C. Based on the testimony and evidence presented in this matter, I find that respondent is in violation of the City of Edgewater's Code of Ordinances as listed in the notice of violation and or citation filed in this matter. Consider the gravity of the violation, any actions to correct the violation, and any previous violations. Order that respondent correct the violation on or before November 19th, 2025. In order to correct the violation, the respondent shall take the remedial action as set forth in the notice of violation and or citation. If respondent does not comply with this order, a fine in the amount of $100 per day will be imposed for each day the violation continues past November 19th, 2025. The respondent is further ordered to contact code enforcement and to arrange for inspection of the property to verify compliance with this order. Additionally, there is a citation in the amount of $75 that respondent will be subjected to and will be responsible for paying. Sir, once the property is in compliance, once you remove all this stuff, give code enforcement a call as soon as you can so they can get out there and get you an affidavit.
Yes, sir.
Sir, any questions?
No, sir, that's everything. Thank you.
All right. Thank you, sir. All right, go back to 7B, case 25-122402. That's 1858 Queen Palm Drive.
This is in regards to citation 826 for 1858 Queen Palm Drive, which is owned by Starlit Steel. On June 20th, 2025, I received a complaint regarding someone living in a trailer in their driveway. Upon inspection, it was discovered that no one was living in a trailer, but there was a camper attached to various utilities, including sewage, water, and electric. There were wooden electric poles with wires running through them, and there were pipes connected to the water and sewage with the city. There was also a wooden ramp built to the front door of the camper. These were related to FEMA and a permit from 2023, which allowed emergency use of a camper as a dwelling with attached utilities. Per section 10-121, subsection G, vehicles shall not be used for residential purposes except during an emergency or natural disaster. The vehicles may be used for residential purposes only after application for building permits for repair, after a natural disaster, and until the restoration of water, sewer, and electrical services. Starlit, the property owner, informed me that her house had water, sewer, and electrical services, and she agreed to work with us on removing the utilities and such that were connected to the camper. On June 24th, 2025, Starlit got in contact with FPL to disconnect the electric poles. Public Works also agreed to disconnect the city and the city sewer and water from the camper. I issued a notice of violation that listed all the violations present at the property so that Starlit could address them appropriately. On July 16th, 2025, Starlit told me that FPL won't remove the poles, but that they disconnected them. I called FPL and they confirmed they disconnected the wires but will not remove the wooden poles. Public Works also disconnected the pipes from the city water and sewer. On August 1st, 2025, the ramp was tore down and the pipes were piled up ready to be removed. I contacted Public Works and they removed the debris. On August 12th, 2025, Starlit said she will be getting a quote to remove the power poles and wires within a week. On August 26th, 2025, I reached out to Starlit, but she was at an appointment and said she'd call me back. On September 4th, 2025, the poles were still present and a quote was not provided. I called Starlit, but she did not respond to me. Due to the length of time given, I hand-delivered a citation for 7-1 Florida Building Code, Section 105.1, Permit Required. On October 9th, 2025, I reinspected the property and saw that the poles were removed and all violations were corrected. All notices and provisions of Chapter 10, Article 27 have been complied with. Staff recommends a $75 citation for Florida Building Code Section 105.1, Permit Required. And as the violations are now in compliance, no daily fines are requested at this time.
Any Anybody here for the respondent? Seeing none, based on testimony and evidence presented in case 25-122-402, I find that respondent is in violation of the City of Edgewater's Code of Ordinances as listed in the notice of violation and or citation filed in this matter. I order that respondent, actually, the property is now in compliance, so there will be no daily fines or liens to be assessed. There is a citation in the amount of $75 that will be upheld, and respondent will be subject to payment for that. Okay, next case number 25-122-649 A and B, 707 Navigator Way.
This is in relation to citation number 827 for 707 Navigators Way, which is owned by 707 Navigators Way, LLC. On August 6, 2025, Finance provided code enforcement with a list of businesses that did not have business tax receipts in the city. 707 Navigator Way, LLC was on the list with no business tax receipt or certificate of use on record. The business is active on sunbiz.org. Upon inspection, the nephew of the owner came out and gave me the owner's contact information. I called Richard, the owner. He told me the purpose of the business was to own the property and help with tax purposes. I told him he would need a business tax receipt as the business's principal address is listed in Edgewater. He told me he would be in town that Thursday or Friday and that he would get the business tax receipt when in town. On August 19th, 2025, there was no update regarding the violations, so I posted a notice of violation for a business tax receipt and certificate of use. I tried calling Richard, but he did not have his voicemail set up at that time. On September 5th, 2025, I called again and left voicemails explaining that he still needed to apply for the business tax receipt and the certificate of use. As I could not get in contact with him and the violations were not resolved, I posted a citation for 11-2 business tax receipt and 11-9 certificate of use. All notices and provisions of Chapter 10, Article 27 have been complied with. Staff recommends a $75 citation for each violation, totaling $150. And if Section 11-9, Certificate of Use, is not corrected by November 9th, 2025, staff recommends daily fines of $100 per day until that violation is corrected. No daily fines are requested for the 11-2 business tax receipt.
Anybody here for the respondent? Seeing none. We'll do these separately since they're a little different. Case number 25-122-649A, based on the testimony and evidence presented in this matter, find that respondent is in violation of the City of Edgewater's Code of Ordinances as listed in the notice of violation and or citation filed in this matter. Order that no daily fines or liens shall be assessed for this matter, but the respondent is subject to a citation fine in the amount of $75. Case number 25-122649B, based on testimony and evidence presented in this matter, I find that respondent is in violation of the City of Edgewater's Code of Ordinances, as listed in the notice of violation and or citation filed in this matter. Consider the gravity of the violation and the actions to correct the violation and any previous violations. Order that respondent correct the violation on or before November 9th, 2025. In order to correct the violation, the respondent shall take the remedial action as set forth in the notice of violation and or citation. If the respondent does not comply with this order, a fine in the amount of $100 per day will be imposed for each day the violation continues past November 9, 2025. The respondent is further ordered to contact code enforcement and to arrange an inspection of the property or to produce the certificate of use to verify compliance with this order. Additionally, the respondent is subject to a citation fine in the amount of $75. Next case, case number 25-122-671-402 Siegel Court.
This is in relation to citation number 824 for 402 Siegel Court, which is owned by Marcos A. Betancur. On August 12, 2025, I identified tall grass at the property exceeding 12 inches in height. No answer at the door, so I left a door hanger. On August 18th, 2025, the grass was not cut and the door hanger was still there, so I posted a notice of abatement. On September 2nd, 2025, the grass was still uncut, so I posted a citation for abatement, section 10-402, alternate method of enforcement. On September 5th, 2025, Gomez Lawn Service abated the property and cut the grass, and then the property was in compliance. All notices and provisions of Chapter 10, Article 27 have been complied with. Staff recommends a citation for $75 for Section 10-402, alternate method of enforcement, and no daily fines are requested as the property was abated and is in compliance.
Anybody here for the respondent? Seeing none. Case number 25-122671, based on the testimony and evidence presented in this matter, I find that the respondent is in violation of the City of Edgewater's Code of Ordinances, as listed in the notice of violation and or citation filed in this matter. Order that respondent be subject to the citation fine in the amount of $75. There shall be no daily fines or liens to be assessed, as the property is now in compliance. Case number 25-122683, 1842 Umbrella Tree Drive.
This is in relation to citation number 829 for 1842 Umbrella Tree Drive, which is owned by Don Layton and Anastasia Gordon. On August 13th, 2025, I was on patrol and identified tall grass and weeds at the property in excess of 12 inches. I was previously at this property on June 17th, 2025 for the same violation, which was corrected on June 24th, 2025. I spoke with Dawn, the property owner. I gave her a notice of violation for 1098 property maintenance duty of the owner. She said she was having financial issues and her weed whacker needed gas. She also said it needs to be jump-started. We agreed that August 25th, 2025 was a reasonable date to have the violations corrected. On August 26, 2025, I saw that the yard was mowed, but the weeds were still present around the house and in the backyard. I gave them an additional week so they would have more time to come into compliance. On September 2, 2025, I spoke with one of the residents, and they said their weed whacker was still not working. I gave them a final week extension to cut the weeds. We agreed that that was a reasonable extension. On September 9, 2025, a small portion of the weeds were cut, but the majority of weeds around the house, the trees, and behind the shed in the backyard were still overgrown. So I posted a citation for 1098 property maintenance duty of owner. On October 3rd, 2025, Dawn called me and told me she hired someone to cut the weeds. They cut the majority of the weeds on the property, but they did not cut the weeds by their playset or along the front of the house, which was the initial, which was initially what caused me to see the violation. Dawn told me that the guy she called was going to come back to cut the remaining weeds, but on October 9th, 2025, the weeds were still present. All notices and provisions of Chapter 10, Article 27 have been complied with. Staff recommends a $75 citation for property maintenance duty of owner, and if the violation is not fully corrected by October 19th, 2025, then staff recommends daily fines of $100 per day until the violation is in compliance.
Okay. Anybody here for a respondent? Seeing none. Case number 25-122683, based on the testimony and evidence presented in this matter, I find that the respondent is in violation of the City of Edgewater's Code of Ordinances as listed in the notice of violation and or citation filed in this matter. Consider the gravity of the violation, any actions to correct the violation, and any previous violations. I order that the respondent correct the violation on or before October 19th, 2025. In order to correct the violation, the respondent shall take the remedial action as set forth in the notice of violation and or citation filed in this matter. If the respondent does not comply with this order, a fine in the amount of $100 per day will be imposed for each violation, for each day the violation continues past October 19, 2025. The respondent is further ordered to contact code enforcement and to arrange an inspection of the property to verify compliance with this order. Additionally, the respondent shall be subject to the citation fine in the amount of $75. Next case, 7G, case number 25-122709, 1332 Needle Palm Drive.
David Watson is the owner of the property located at 1332 Needle Palm Drive, Edgewater, Florida. It's been found in violation of Section 10402, alternate method of enforcement of the City of Edgewater's Code of Ordinances. On August 2025, while on patrol, observed the listed location to have grass and weeds in excess of 12 inches. The residence appears to be vacant, and as a result, a notice of violation was issued with the correction date of August 30th, 2025. On September 3rd, 2025, Code Officer McLaughlin conducted an inspection and noted no change. Citation 0825, notice of hearing was subsequently issued. It was posted to the property, sent certified mail to the owner, and posted at City Hall. All notices and provisions of Chapter 10, Article 27 have been complied with. No contact has been made with the owner or tenants of the property. Staff recommends the special magistrate find David Watson in violation of Section 10402, alternate method of enforcement, and assess the citation fine of $75. Violation has been corrected, and no daily fines are being requested.
Seeing nobody from the respondents, based on testimony and evidence presented in case 25-122709, I find that respondent is in violation of the City of Edgewater Code of Ordinances as listed in the notice of violation and or citation filed in this matter. I order that the respondent is subject to a citation fine in the amount of $75. No daily fines or liens will be assessed as the property is now in compliance. Right, case number 25-122724, 128 Dixwood Avenue.
Stephen Oleski and Brooke Belia are the owners of the property located at 128 Dixwood Avenue in Edgewater, Florida. It's been found in violation of Section 7-1 permit required of the City of Edgewater's Code of Ordinances. On August 26, 2025, code enforcement was advised that the listed location installed new windows after a pool inspection was conducted. I arrived on scene and observed the new windows had been installed on the residence. Check of the computer system revealed no permit had been obtained. A notice of violation was issued with a correction date of September 5th, 2025. On September 8th, 2025, I conducted another inspection and noted no permit had been applied for or issued. I spoke with Heather from the building department. She confirmed no permit had been issued for the work that was completed. Citation 0545, notice of hearing was subsequently issued. It was posted to the property, sent certified mail to the owner, and posted at City Hall. All notices and provisions, Chapter 10, Article 27, have been complied with. Staff recommends the special magistrate find Stephen Oleski and Brooke Belia in violation of Section 710 permit required of the Code of Ordinances and assess the citation fine of $75. Violation has been corrected and no daily fines are being requested as a permit has been obtained.
Anybody here for the respondent? Seeing none. Case number 25-122724, based on the testimony and evidence presented in this matter, I find that respondent is in violation of the City of Edgewater's Code of Ordinances as listed in the notice of violation and or citation filed in this matter. Order that respondent is subject to a citation fine in the amount of $75. No daily fines or liens shall be assessed as the property is now in compliance. Go to 7Q. Number 25-122811, 1021 South Flagler Avenue.
Reliance Lips LLC is the owners of the property located at 1021 South Flagler Avenue in Edgewater, Florida. Has been found in violation of Section 10400 property maintenance of the City of Edgewater's Code of Ordinances. On September 8, 2025, while on patrol, I observed grass and weeds in excess of 12 inches at the listed location. Residents appeared vacant, and a notice of violation was issued with a correction date of September 18, 2025. On September 18, 2025, I conducted an inspection and noted no change. Citation 0648, notice of hearing was issued. It was posted to the property, sent certified mail to the owner, and posted at City Hall. All notices and provisions of Chapter 10, Article 27 have been complied with. There has been no contact with the owner or representative of the property. Staff recommends the special magistrate find Reliant Flips LLC in violation of Section 10400 property maintenance of the code ordinances and assess the citation fine of $75.
Anybody here for the respondent? Seeing none, based on the testimony and evidence presented in case number 25-122811, find that the respondent is in violation of the City of Edgewater's Code of Ordinances as listed in the notice of violation in our citation filed in this matter. Order that the respondent is subject to a citation fine in the amount of $75. No daily fines or liens are to be assessed as the property is now in compliance. Case number 25-122842, 2517 Royal Palm Drive.
Jane Legacy Enterprises LLC is the owner of the property located at 2517 Royal Palm Drive in Edgewater, Florida. Has been found in violation of Section 10-400 Property Maintenance of the City of Edgewater's Code of Ordinances. On September 16, 2025, while on patrol, observed the listed property have grass and weeds in excess of 12 inches. Nuisance abatement violation was issued with a correction date of September 26, 2025. On September 26, 2025, I conducted an inspection. The violation was not corrected. Citation number 0650, notice of hearing, was subsequently issued. It was posted to the property, sent certified mail to the owner, posted at City Hall, along with an abatement issued. All notice and provisions, Chapter 10, Article 27, have been complied with. Staff recommends the special magistrate fine Jane Legacy Enterprises, LLC, in violation of Section 10-400 Property Maintenance of the Code Ordinances, and assess the citation fine of $75.
Seeing nobody here for the respondent, based on the testimony and evidence presented in Case 25-122842, find that the respondent is in violation of the City of Edgewater's Code of Ordinances as listed in the Notice of Violation and or citation filed in this matter. Order that the respondent is subject to a citation fine in the amount of $75. No daily fines or liens shall be assessed as the property is now in compliance. Case number 25-122861, 3024 India Palm Drive.
Amanda Risley is the owner of the property located at 3024 Indy Palm Drive, Edgewater, Florida. Has been found in violation of Section 10-400 Property Maintenance of the City of Edgewater's Code of Ordinances. On September 18, 2025, while on patrol, I observed the listed property have grass and weeds in excess of 12 inches. Notice violation was issued with the correction date of September 28, 2025. On the 29th of September, I conducted an inspection, noted no changes. As a result of my findings, a nuisance abatement order was sent for mowing and a citation 0656 notice of hearing was subsequently issued. It was posted to the property, sent certified mail to the owner, and posted at City Hall. All notice and provisions, Chapter 10, Article 27, have been complied with. Staff recommends special magistrate find Amanda Risley in violation of Section 10-400 Property Maintenance of the Code Ordinances and assess the citation fine of $75.
Seeing nobody here for the respondent, based on the testimony and evidence presented in Case 25-122861, I find that the respondent is in violation of the City of Edgewater's Code of Ordinances as listed in the Notice of Violation and or citation filed in this matter. Order that respondent is subject to a citation fine in the amount of $75. There shall be no daily fines or liens to be assessed as the property is now in compliance. Case 25-122863, 3106 Silver Palm Drive.
Lynn Gleason is the owner of the property located at 3106 Silver Palm Drive in Edgewater, Florida. It has been found in violation of Section 10-400 Property Maintenance of the City of Edgewater's Code of Ordinances. September 19, 2025, while on patrol, observed the listed property have grass and weeds in excess of 12 inches. Notice of violation was issued with the correction date of September 29, 2025. On that date, I conducted an inspection, noted no changes. I resolved my findings, a nuisance abatement order was sent for mowing and citation 0654. Notice of hearing was subsequently issued. It's posted to the property, sent certified mail to the owner, and posted at City Hall. All notices and provisions, Chapter 10, Article 27, have been complied with. Staff recommends the special magistrate fine Lynn Gleason in violation of Section 10-400 Property Maintenance of the Code Ordinances and assess the citation fine of $75.
Seeing nobody here for the respondent, based on the testimony and evidence presented in Case 25-122863, I find that the respondent is in violation of the City of Edgewater Code of Ordinances as listed in the Notice of Violation and or citation filed in this matter. Order the respondent is subject to a citation fine in the amount of $75. There shall be no daily fines or liens to be assessed as the property is now in compliance. number 25-122864A and B.
Raymond Johnson is the owner of the property located at 3433 Unity Tree Drive in Edgewater, Florida. He's been found in violation of Section 10400 property maintenance and Section 10-113 inoperable vehicle of the City of Edgewater's Code of Ordinances. On September 19, 2025, while on patrol, I observed the listed property have grass and weeds in excess of 12 inches, along with a vehicle in the driveway with an expired registration on it. Property check revealed the property has had prior violations for code cases for property maintenance. As a result of my findings, a nuisance abatement violation was issued along with repeat citation 0655 notice of hearing was subsequently issued. It was posted to the property, sent certified mail to the owner, and posted at City Hall. All notices and provisions of Chapter 10, Article 27 have been complied with. Staff recommends the special magistrate fine Raymond Johnson in violation of Section 10400 property maintenance and Section 10-113 inoperable vehicle over the code and ordinances, and assess the citation fine of $150 for the repeat property maintenance violation and $75 for the inoperable vehicle violation, and a daily fine of $100 a day for the inoperable vehicle if not corrected by October 19th, 2025.
Seeing nobody here for the respondent, I'll do these separately just to make it easier. Case number 25-122864A, based on the testimony and evidence presented in this matter, find that the respondent is in violation of the City of Edgewater Code of Ordinances as listed in the notice of violation and or citation filed in this matter. Consider the gravity of the violation, any actions taken to correct the violation, and any previous violations. I order that the respondent correct the violation on or before October 19th, 2025. In order to correct the violation, the respondent shall take the remedial action as set forth in the notice of violation and or citation. If the respondent does not comply with this order, a fine in the amount of $100 per day will be imposed for each day the violation continues past October 19th, 2025. The respondent is further ordered to contact code enforcement and to arrange an inspection of the property to verify compliance with this order. Additionally, the respondent is subject to a citation fine in the amount of $150 as a repeat offender. Case number 25-122864B, based on the testimony and evidence presented in this matter, find that the respondent is in violation of the City of Edgewater's Code of Ordinances as listed in the notice of violation and or citation filed in this matter. Consider the gravity of the violation, any actions to correct the violation, and any previous violations. Order that respondent correct the violation on or before October 19th, 2025. In order to correct the violation, the respondent shall take the remedial action as set forth in the notice of violation and or citation. If the respondent does not comply with this order, a fine in the amount of $100 per day will be imposed for each day the violation continues past October 19th, 2025. The respondent is further ordered to contact code enforcement and to arrange inspection of the property to verify compliance with this order. Additionally, the respondent is subject to a citation fine in the amount of $75. Case number 25-122867.
Nona Moore Chapman is the owner of the property located 1821 Kumquat Drive in Edgewater, Florida. Has been found in violation of Section 10400 property maintenance of the City of Edgewater's Code of Ordinances. On September 22, 2025, while on patrol, observed a listed property have grass and weeds in excess of 12 inches. Property check revealed this property has had repeated violations, code cases since 2013. As a result of my findings, a nuisance abatement violation was issued along with repeat citation 0649, notice of hearing, and was subsequently issued. It was posted to the property, sent certified mail to the owner, and posted at City Hall. All notices and provisions, Chapter 10, Article 27, have been complied with. Staff recommends the special magistrate fine Nona Moore Chapman in violation of Section 10400 property maintenance of the code ordinances and assess the citation fine of $150.
Seeing nobody here for the respondent, based on the testimony and evidence presented in case 25-122867, find that respondent is in violation of the City of Edgewater Code of Ordinances, as listed in the notice of violation and or citation filed in this matter. I order that the respondent is subject to a citation fine in the amount of $150 as a repeat offender. There shall be no daily fines or liens to be assessed as the property is now in compliance. Case number 25-122875.
Patricia Dezareski is the owner of the property located in 1928 Royal Palm Drive, Edgewater, Florida. Has been filed in violation of Section 10400 Property Maintenance of the City of Edgewater's Code of Ordinances. September 23rd, 2025, while on patrol, observed the list of property have grass and weeds in excess of 12 inches. A property check revealed that this property has had repeated violation code cases since 2017. As a result of my findings, a nuisance abatement violation was issued, along with repeat citation 0547. And posted at City Hall. All notices and provisions of Chapter 10, Article 27 have been complied with. Staff recommends the special magistrate fine Patricia Dezareski in violation of Section 10400 Property Maintenance of the Code of Ordinances and assess the citation fine of $150.
Seeing nobody here for the respondent, based on the testimony and evidence presented in case number 25-122875, find that the respondent is in violation of the City of Edgewater's Code of Ordinances as listed in the notice of violation and or citation filed in this matter. Order that the respondent shall be subject to a citation fine in the amount of $150. No daily fines or liens shall be assessed as the property is now in compliance. Case number 25-122890 A and B.
Harley Nicole Hupp is the owner of the property located at 3010 Vista Palm Drive in Edgewater, Florida. Has been found in violation of Section 1080 Outdoor Storage and Section 10-115 Parking Residential of the City of Edgewater's Code of Ordinances. On September 24, 2025, while on patrol, I observed the listed location to have two off-road type vehicles parked or stored in the front yard. The same type of violation was observed in August, at which time a courtesy notice was left at the residence. Upon reinspection, the violation was not corrected, and on August 18, 2025, a notice of violation was issued. I conducted another inspection on August 28th, and prior to issuing a citation, a male exited the residence. I spoke to him regarding the violation and gave him options on where to store or park the vehicles. He immediately corrected the violation while on scene, and the case was closed in compliance. After observing the violations this date, citation 0548 was issued for reoccurring offense. Was posted to the property, sent certified mail to the owner, and posted at City Hall. All notices and provisions, Chapter 10, Article 27, have been complied with. Staff recommends the special magistrate fine Harley Nicole Hupp in violation of Section 1080 Outdoor Storage and Section 10115 Parking Residential of the Code of Ordinances and assess the citation fine of $150. That's $75 per violation. Violations have been corrected. No daily fines are being requested.
Seeing nobody here for the respondent, based on the testimony and evidence presented in case 25-122890 A and B, I find that the respondent is in violation of the City of Edgewater's Code of Ordinances as listed in the notice of violation and or citation filed in this matter. Order that the respondent is subject to a citation fine in the amount of $75 for each violation for a total of $150. No daily fines or liens are to be assessed as the property is now in compliance. Case number 25-122850.
Mac Miller is the owner of the property located at 2104 India Palm Drive in Edgewater, Florida. has been found in violation of Section 10400, property maintenance of the City of Edgewater's Code of Ordinances. On September 17, 2025, while on patrol, I observed the listed property to have grass and weeds in excess of 12 inches. A notice of violation was issued with the correction date of September 27, 2025. On September 29, 2025, I conducted an inspection and noted no changes. The result of my findings, a nuisance abatement order was sent for mowing and citation 0652. Notice of hearing was subsequently issued. It was posted to the property and sent certified mail to the owner and posted at City Hall. All notices and provisions of Chapter 10, Article 27 have been complied with. Staff recommends the special magistrate fine Mac Miller in violation of Section 10400, property maintenance of the code ordinances, and assess the citation fine of $75.
Okay, seeing nobody here for the respondent, based on the testimony and evidence presented in case 25-122850, I find that the respondent is in violation of the City of Edgewater's Code of Ordinances, as listed in the notice of violation and or citation filed in this matter. Order that the respondent is subject to a citation fine in the amount of $75. There shall be no daily fines or liens to be assessed as the property is now in compliance. I believe that's it.
One more.
That's why I have it over here. Thank you. Case 25-122855.
Betty J. Bassini is the owner of the property located at 2325 Date Palm Drive in Edgewater, Florida. It has been found in violation of Section 10400, property maintenance of the City of Edgewater's Code of Ordinances. On September 18, 2025, while on patrol, I observed a listed property have grass and weeds in excess of 12 inches. A notice of violation was issued with the correction date of September 29, 2025. On that date, I conducted an inspection, noted no changes. As a result of my findings, a nuisance abatement order was sent for mowing. Citation number 0653. Notice of hearing was subsequently issued. It was posted to the property, sent certified mail to the owner, and posted at City Hall. All notices and provisions, Chapter 10, Article 27, have been complied with. Staff recommends the special magistrate fine Betty J. Bassini in violation of Section 10400, property maintenance of the Code of Ordinances, and assess the citation fine of $75.
Seeing nobody here for the respondent, based on the testimony and evidence presented in case 25-122855, find that the respondent is in violation of the City of Edgewater Code of Ordinances as listed in the notice of violation and or citation filed in this matter. Order that the respondent is subject to a citation fine in the amount of $75. There shall be no daily fines or liens to be assessed as the property is now in compliance. Now I think we're done. All right, anything else? All right, we will adjourn.